and she had two daughters, and they were in the George White scandals. Do you know what the George White scandal
is?
No,
ma'am, I don't.
Well, it was a New York Broadway show, and George White scandals was these dancing girls, you know, that danced and performed. Mm-hmm. And when they got tuberculosis, some of them would get tuberculosis, the George White would pay for their way out here west to mm-hmm. get well. So this lovely lady came out here with Betsy, her daughter, and Kitty was still in the George White scandals in New York City. And she built a rock house, had it built, and built a sunroom on for Betsy. And they were, you know, out of this world to us out there, but they were so great. And later on, after Betsy got well, they went back to New York. But every now and then, they would get on the train and come out and visit us. And of course, when they got off the train, they'd be just New York fashion, you know, and everybody in town would just gawk and go on, you know, but they'd stay maybe a week and go on back. And later years, they moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when I was 15, my friend, parents was going to spend the Christmas vacation in Santa Fe, so they asked me if I would want to go along with Alice, so I said yes. So Allison and I stayed with Mrs. Chapman and Betsy, and they lived up on the artist colony up on the hill. And she took us everywhere. She took us to the museum, and we went to midnight mass at that beautiful cathedral there. And she taught me so much. I had never seen real sterling silver and linen tablecloths and dishes like they had in their home. And Betsy had a little pup, and mother would tell us kids when we wanted to eat everything in the house, she'd say, "You're just like Betsy's pup." Well, her mother says, "Oh, Betsy's pup has got an empty gut." And so Mom, instead of saying that, she'd say, "Well, you're just like Betsy's pup." But these people, now that's the kind of homesteaders we had around us. They were some all over the United States, and they would come, and some of them didn't finish, you know, finish proving up or left before they got their claim proved up.
Hard to make it, hard to survive.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much of surviving, so most of these were school teachers or somebody like that. It was the idea of living out there in the Petulies with nobody around.
The Petulies, huh?
Yeah, you know. Nobody around, and it was so completely different.
Yeah. Let me, that is really something. Let me ask you a couple of things, or some other things about the house. I'm real interested in it. You mentioned the living room. Was that ever called anything else? Would it have been a parlor or a...
No, it was a living room.
Okay. And would that would have been the place where your family would have sat it in the evening?
Yeah, and then, of course, we played lots of cards, and it was in the kitchen that they played cards at the table.
Okay.
And we always had music in our home. My great uncle was a Civil War veteran, and he had a pension, and he always spent it on things that would be enjoyable for us. And we had one of the first radios with earphones, and mother always got it when Amy was on. Now that was her church.
Amy.
And then in the evenings we'd go out and sit in front when it's cool in the summertime.
Would you sit on just in the on the lawn, or?
We didn't have any lawn. It was dirt.
Did you have
chairs, you know, and just go out and sit in chairs, and maybe we kids would have gunny sack races or something like that, you know. And my mother could sing beautiful, and I had two, and a brother. My brother Dwight lives in Lamar, played the French harp, and my another brother would sing, and